People want to know who the folk version of Radio Gangster was, by the way. We played on one of the Thursday or Friday. It's by Medical Popcorn. There you go. Featuring listener Stephen or Stefan, however it is you pronounce that. Oh, by the way, Lauren Graham should be on Conan tonight if you're a Lauren Graham fan, and why wouldn't you be? Conan tonight on Comedy Central, 6 p.m. See, they're finally getting it, man. They're finally understanding. You just can't run stuff once and make people wait 6 months for it to show up again. You got to take a page out of the FX book, man. If you play something, people miss it. You got to play it 9 more times by the end of the week. MTV's known that for a long time. So while Lauren Graham tonight, Conan Comedy Central. Take a look at everything else on TV tonight, as well as CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy is going to join us from Atlanta this hour to talk about the big cell phone switchover going on. Jolie from the front desk later with How Chicks Think. An issue today, saving your virginity till marriage, which is, you know, ill-advised under the best of circumstances. Coming up in the third hour of the show, the top five record albums of all time. That's our top five today. Top five record albums of all time. Do people still say record albums? Do people say records anymore?
Only you. Everybody just calls them CDs.
The kids still say album, right?
I think they probably do still say album, but I don't think anybody says record album.
The top five LPs. God, I'm old. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. I've also got a double penis watch on the way, so I'm going to be listening for that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. This is Tim Riley's in the KFTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From Eugene comes word, the men of Long Tom Grange didn't just surpass their goal of raising $25 for Junction City schools. They really needed the money. They had a nude calendar, so they shattered the record. With almost 10,000 copies sold and orders coming in as far away as Warsaw, Poland, the calendar has already raised $100,000 or more.
Is this another calendar where it's a bunch of old people taking it all off and waving their members at the camera?
I'm afraid so. This is 12 men for the local Grange, age 40 to 70.
The local, I don't even know what a Grange is. You know what the Grange is? The Grange is one of those things like the Oddfellows Lodge or whatever the hell that place is. I don't even know what it is, man. We had both of those in Kennewick. There was this place called the Grange Hall on, like, on 10th Street or something in Kennewick. It's like a big ass. It was never open. You never saw anybody there. It's just this big thing looked like a loading dock, you know, with like a weird metal aluminum sign rusting out front. I don't even know what it was. And then about 3 blocks away, there was a lodge of Oddfellows or Old Fellows or whatever the hell it is. Another thing that just sits there, you never see anybody go in or out. It's just one of those old is this just another place for guys to go and drink bad beer? Is that what it is? Just some gathering place where you can sit in a ratty armchair and talk about how your wife doesn't understand you. I don't understand what any of these organizations do.
There's one next to my house that's called the St. John's Bachelor Club. This is a building with no windows. Right. So who knows? I've never seen anyone go in or go out of it, and I don't know how to join it. Maybe somebody knows. But it's a nice building. Probably older people belong to it. Anyway, how about cuddling up in front of the fireplace with one of 21 of President Clinton's favorite books? To coincide with the opening of a Clinton Library-related exhibit of books, while he was president, he has released his 21 favorite books from his wife's living history, to Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man, to Thomas Kempis's An Imitation of Christ. Clinton's presidential library will open next November in the south bank of the Arkansas River in Little Rock. Some of the other things he likes to read, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, Invisible Man, we talked about that. 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. That's about it.
Is Bill Clinton trying to be Jed Bartlett, or is it the other way around? Because I looked at this list earlier, this list of the 21, Bill Clinton's 21 favorite books, which, by the way, I mean, you, like, how could you not know that freaking Hillary's book was going to show up on there? That guy, you talk about a debt that guy's going to be paying off for the rest of his life. It's too easy to make jokes about Bill Clinton's reading material and whether or not it needs to be waterproofed, so I'm just going to not stoop to that because it's a thing that I'm above. In Portland, Allie's a first-time caller. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK. What's up?
Oh, I was just going to tell you that I used to go to church at the Meow Meow.
In what sense?
It's a church, or it was, on Sundays. They had, like, the people that ran it also ran a church on Sunday.
That's completely great. So it's like a rock club 6 days a week, and then you go and you worship at the altar of Christ on Sundays?
Well, and, like, they, you know, the stage they actually had, like, instead of singing hymns, they had, like, an electric guitar and drums and stuff.
Is this like that? Is this like that? Is this like that Disney film where there was that rock band called the Shortcakes that came and they sang the rock songs for God?
Never thought.
Yeah, all right. You know what they ought to have? You know, I don't think they have this here, but what they ought to have is they ought to have a club where the theme is like church, where it's got stained glass windows and it's got an altar and everything, and it's got the whole, it's got like, instead of, it's got like pews, you know what
they
I mean?
They had one of those in London that was only open on Sundays. Like, it was an unmarked, it was an unmarked church. Nobody knew what it was. It was only open from like noon to about 5 every Sunday.
That's completely
great. Oh, it was just so much fun.
Full-on church theme going, you know, because stained glass is one of those things that doesn't really get used much outside the actual, you know, actually outside of Catholicism and so forth. But that would be a cool motif for a rock club. So I wonder if they still do that now. Probably
they,
not.
They might. It's called The Bridge. And everyone had like tattoos and piercings. And the preacher was a steel mill guy.
Right,
that just preached on Sunday.
Excellent. Excellent. Well done. All right, Alec. Hey, you're a first time caller. How'd you discover the Rick Emerson Show?
I was just, I don't know, going through the radio and I heard Tim Riley.
And this lousy rental car and it only gets AM. There's only two ways anybody ever discovers this show. One, they're a delivery driver. Two, they get stuck in some horrible crappy car for 3 days that doesn't get FM properly.
I had a horrible car that only, it was a 78 Mustang 2 that only had 8-track and AM radio.
There you go. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's how we get everybody, man. If I could disable all, like if I could press some death ray button and disable FM radio and CD players for like a day and a half, we'd have a 90 share. Because that's it. Anybody who gets stuck in a car with just an AM radio, man, it's just a matter of time before they end up over here. We're like a Roach Motel. They all end up on KOTK, you know?
The lowest common denominator.
And we're proud of it.
The hell does that? That's a mean thing to say. You had me until the lowest common denominator. All right, spread the word out.
We've got to make a promo out of that.
All right, call us anytime. The lowest common denominator.
That's us.
Well, at least
lowering expectations across Portland. Pandering to the very bottom of the gene pool. To the absolute lowest rung of societal development. That's the Rick Emerson Show. All right, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, for whom we still have no theme. I keep pointing at Matt to go to play the theme, and we don't have a theme.
Well, we had a theme over the weekend. It was okay.
I don't. Did we have? What did we have? Oh, we had Dallas, but you're not there anymore, right?
No, I'm back now.
No, we just all we ever have is just the standby theme of the. There we go. All right. Got the CNN radio correspondent and sex god, Ed McCarthy, in Atlanta. So, I don't know. I don't want to use the Georgia on my mind or anything, because it just seems too obvious of a choice, but I'm at a loss for anything else. So, you let me know if something...
This will work.
Who would you say is your favorite musical artist, Ed?
Oh, probably not Willie Nelson. No, I don't know.
All right. Well, you let us know. You drop us a note. We'll find something.
I'll have to think about that.
All right.
I'll have to actually, it all depends what era of music you're in. I don't know. I don't know. I can't think right now what my favorite artist would be today.
What is your day? Is it a hectic day in Atlanta?
No, really. It's actually a pretty good day today. We've caught the winds from Dallas that were whipping across the prairie. They finally made it to the Atlanta area. We're going to have a cold snap, but I don't want to talk about cold because you guys know what cold is all about, right?
Well, you guys, at least you're not surrounded by guys because you were in Dallas on Friday, so at least you're away from guys named, I know, guys named Chet. Let's talk about the cell phone thing. The big cell phone number switch is going on today, which I don't...
You know, it's pretty interesting, isn't it? Because there are going to be a lot of guys that are going to be scrambling and say, we'll see you later with some of these outfits that they've had that... have made you keep the cell phone number.
Well, what prompted this? Was this just some acknowledgement from the government that cell phone companies are all kind of shysters that have a tendency to screw their customers, and this makes it easier to leave?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one thing, you know, people would get fed up with government regulations, but this is one that the cell phone people that I've talked to, cell phone users absolutely love this new law. They're really happy with it. And, you know, it's going to happen now with a lot of people. It's going on already. If you have a really solid cell phone connection in your house, and I'm not saying everybody does, but if you do, a lot of times people are going to dump their regular landline because it's a lot cheaper with the cell phone.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because actually the executive producer here, Matt, has done that. He's our producer, Matt. He got rid of his home phone and all he has is the cell phone. So my question is this, and this may be something you know, but we were talking about this the other day. If you sign up for this do not call list, and the do not call list says, look, you can't call me at home, you can't bother me, But then you take your home phone, you get rid of it, and you transfer that number to a cell phone. Can they start bothering you because it's a cell phone, or is the do not call list by number? You know what I mean?
I think it's by number, Rick, to be honest with you. Because that's the number you apply for. That's the one I went online with, that number.
All right.
Do not call that number. So I think you're set.
All right. And so this effectively now means that you can have a phone number for life.
Yes.
What if you move somewhere else? What if you're living in Texas and you move to Florida? Can you keep your number, or is it you got to
leave your number?
So basically people now got a permanent phone number they can take with them everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
It works out well. Well, you know, you get a lot of people. I can see why they're switching from the local phone service.
Because phone companies are bad. They're evil. Phone companies are terrible.
And now this is something that the government's put all these little taxes and charges on, like taxes for. You know, you got to pay a charge for somebody who doesn't own a phone. Well, I'm thinking, well, if they don't own a phone and I own a phone, why do I have to pay for that?
Well, and I have. Can I just tell you this? It's like how you go to. It doesn't matter where you go, any city on earth. No one. You know, nobody likes their water. Everybody on earth complains about the state of the water in their city. It doesn't matter where you live. So it is with the phone company. I have never met a single person who says, "Boy, howdy, I love my phone company." They're, you know,
that's right.
They're helpful and they're courteous and the rates are low and there's always someone there to assist me. Everybody loathes the phone company. So anyway. You know, to make your life easier and then also just stick it to the phone company, man. You know, that's something people are in favor of. So.
They sure are.
Hey, well done.
I
okay.
Agree.
I'm going to track down a theme for you. So the next time you come back on, we'll have musical accompaniment to your news.
Okay, Rick.
All right, there you go. There's CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy in Atlanta. You notice that guy kind of sounds like Fred Flintstone when he laughs? He's kind of got that chortle, that bedrock chortle gun on his voice. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley.
Let's have a penis watch.
Here's your double penis watch for Monday.
Penis. And my troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
Prosecutors in Italy have decided that a man who shed off his newly pierced penis to residents of an old folks' home did not break the law. Managers at the home in Trento took legal action against the employee, but their complaint was thrown out by the Public Prosecution Service, who said it was not an offense to show off a piercing, even if it is on a person's private parts. They said as long as it's not displayed in public and everyone's over the age of 14, it is not a punishable offense.
There is no way on earth that I will ever understand why a guy would choose to have a steel rod rammed through his most personal of places. And I mean, there's no... How bored can you be? I mean, what the... Is that just a thing where the drugs are no longer thrill enough? Or you snorted and smoked and injected everything you could possibly find, and the only way you have to activate your endorphins is to take a big piece of metal and jam it through the toppermost of your John Thomas? I just don't understand that. Much less, I mean, God forbid, and I don't want to take everybody down a road they may not want to think about, but it's like, there are women who have the same thing. You know, you get women who have the, you know, it's like you're piercing them, but you're not just rocking the man in the boat. I mean, you're spearing the man in the boat then. It's you're harpooning the man in the boat.
It makes everyone want to cross their legs.
It does, man. It's like you say that to somebody, and it's like, I knew this couple one time, who shall remain nameless, but I knew this couple one time that had, they had the matching, you know, piercing. It's like he had the, you know, right through the thing there. And then her too, just right through. It's like, why would you do that? And done that, and wouldn't you fear, I mean, if I could just take this to its logical extension, if you and your girlfriend had, like, matching, you know, intimate piercings, you had matching genital, wouldn't you be afraid? It's like locking up your braces when you're a kid and you're making out, you know, you're like 15 in school, and you're always told, if you have braces and you're making out with some girl that has braces, you got to lock up and then get stuck together. Wouldn't they be afraid that you're going to be there kind of, you know, you're going to be humping it out, and then it's...
Don't go any further.
No, and then
because you're going to type, like, tearing or something.
No,
we don't want to hear it.
I'm just saying it's, you know...
What about going through the metal detector at the airport?
First
the guy has to drop in the... And that's not all.
It's like, do you know those old wooden cupboards in some of those country houses where they don't actually have a latch, there's just the hook and the eyelet?
Yeah.
It's like... You know, you put the hook in the eyelet and then yank on that door, something's coming off. And so I'm just saying, I mean it, you know, I knew a guy one time, this is the last thing I'll say about it. I know a guy one time had a nipple ring, right? And that's, I mean, if you're a woman, it's like we were talking about Grace and Glory. Well, in fact, all of them, all four of those hot sisters, Grace and Glory, two of our 1080 girls, and they're equally hot sisters, they all, they volunteered this on the air for reasons that are, you know, kind of a blur. They volunteered that they all had nipple piercings. Like, well, you know, okay, and that's, you know, daddy likes that. I'm all in, that's the kind of sugar papa likes. But it's like, if you're a guy, I don't really understand the point of doing that, unless you're Dave Navarro, in which case anything kind of works. But whatever. Anyway, this guy has the nipple piercing, right? And so there he's sleeping, and he turns in some way that, like, the little pointy part of the nipple piercing sort of catches, you know, it's sort of, like, caught on the sheet, right? The alarm, and so he's, and he's laying face down, right? Alarm clock goes off. Him. Well, I'll just turn right over and, you know, and hit the snooze button. Turn, tear, ah! You know, and it's...
Ooh, that just sent a shiver down my spine.
I'm just saying, it just seems like you're playing with fire there. It seems like you're toying with forces that you don't want any part of. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking common sense here. All right, what's the other half of the penis watch?
Well, call it spam rage. A Silicon Valley computer programmer has been arrested for threatening to torture and kill employees of the company he blames for bombarding his computer with web ads promoting the enlargement of his penis. And one of the first prosecutions of its kind that made road rage famous in the same state. 44-year-old Charles Buher was arrested on Thursday and released on bail for repeatedly making threats to the staff of a Canadian company. Buher threatened to send a package full of anthrax spores to the company, disable an employee with a bullet and torture him with a power drill and an ice pick, and to hunt down and castrate the employees unless they removed him from his email list.
Well, at least he had a plan. He was forward-thinking.
So here's what happened. I go to their website and start complaining to them. Will you please, please, please stop bothering me, he said. It just sort of escalated, and I sort of lost my cool at one point. The rejection of the California's, the object of the California's anger is Douglas McKay, the president of DM Contract Management, which works with Albion Medical, a firm advertising the only reliable medically approved penis enlargement. He said his firm does not send spam, but blamed a rival firm, which he says routes much of the unsolicited email through Russia and Eastern Europe. McKay says such firms give a bad name to the penis enlargement business. Who can disagree?
Yeah. Besmirching the otherwise good reputation. All right. We come back. Tate has got a pierced girlfriend that we're apparently going to learn a bit about. And a guy named Zach who wants to talk about sitting down to pee when you're pierced. Well, that's good. You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Good afternoon, 126. Tim Riley with you. Brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Don't sell or trade it. Call 1-800, the number 2-DONATE. And donate that car to Heritage for the Blind. That's 1-800-2-DONATE. Or go to taxdeduction.com. Halle Berry's thriller, Gothica, did good business over the weekend, scaring up $19.6 million and coming in second place after the Cat in the Hat. Hallie, talk about director Mateo Kasovitz turning his beautiful actresses into no-makeup prisoners.
He loved it. He loved it. And we did, too. Yeah, I think we. It's really cathartic to not to have to worry about your looks, especially in a time and in an industry that sometimes it becomes all about that. It's nice to say, hey, it's really not all about that for us.
Is doing a film like Gothica something you look forward to, or is it a tedious project?
I haven't had the luxury in my career really to say, okay, now I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that. I kind of just go with when I get material that comes my way that I really like. I never think about the draining part of it, because what might seem draining to someone else is the joy of it for me. It seems draining, but it's really cathartic for me at the end of the day. Physically, I might feel tired, and a good week of rest will heal that. But the actual work of it is what I really love to do, and it's cathartic. I get to work through some of my own real-life issues, most of my own real-life issues through my work. So I look forward to doing it.
That's what I thought. Showers increasing this afternoon, highs about 45, rain tonight, and continuing past Thanksgiving. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080.
Yeah, do you realize that this is 10 years old? I mean, this came out of what, 95? Something like that? I mean, this is 8 going on 10 years old, I think. Jesus, we're old. All right. I'm gonna quit dwelling on how old I am. The rest of the day, I'm not going to make any comments about how I'm old. Just skip it. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Did we do TV tonight? No, we didn't. We'll do TV tonight coming up. We got the How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Somebody emailed her, see if you have some question about... Some woman wants to know about saving her virginity for marriage, which is ill-advised. But, you know, well, what are you going to do? Coming up later on in the third hour of the show, we got today's top five. According to Rolling Stone, the top five greatest music albums of all time. It's coming up, so you can prepare your angry missives to me about that. We're going to get Jay in just a moment. In Portland, Tate is a full-time... Oh, read it again.
Hello?
A full-time listener. What's up, man? What do you got?
Well, first of all, seeing... Halle Berry without makeup is not cathartic for me.
We were just talking about Halle Berry during the break in that Gothica movie. Whether or not Gothica is a good movie, it doesn't change the fact that Halle Berry's a bad actress. And the fact that they ill-advisedly gave her an Oscar. You know, they gave an Oscar to Cuba Gooding Jr., too. Doesn't mean that guy could act his way out of a wet sock, you know?
He's a better actress with makeup. That's all I've got to say. At my wedding party afterwards, one of the guys was in the wedding for me, a groomsman. That my wife hates, by the way. Afterwards, we were all drinking pretty heavily, and he ended up hooking up, should we say, with my wife's sister.
Uh-huh.
And she has a couple of piercings down there, and he has braces.
Ah!
And they were really smashed, and we were all staying at the same hotel that first night. We were at the same hotel, and we got a call at 3 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And we go down to the room, and my wife has to reach in there and unscrew this little bead, and there's blood. She hated this guy before we got married, but she won't let him come over now.
Oh, in the name of... I really didn't see it going there. I really...
It was so bad. Oh, man.
You didn't... First of all, wouldn't you think if you were that woman, you'd be thinking all the possible scenarios through, and you'd be for, like, removing those before you went to get down and make love?
Well, tequila will lose that inhibition, should we say.
I got to tell you, and I don't want to gross everybody out. I'll speak circumspectly here, but let me just say, you know, he has braces, she has the... intimate piercings. At the very least, I mean, how do I put this? You know those paint shakers they've got at the hardware store?
Yeah.
Where you're mixing the paint and you put it in, it goes and it goes back and forth.
Yeah, sit on the counter.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I gotta say is, let's say you accidentally got your hand caught in one of those. It's going to do a whole lot more damage when that paint shaker's moving back and forth like 100 times a minute than it is when it's just going back and forth kind of gently 2-3 times, you know, or slower. You know what I'm saying? So at least it was just his braces that got caught there and not some sort of a...
a warning label would have been advised, I think. At least a warning label.
They ought to just have something like like a big yellow sticker down there that you got to, like, yeah. You know what
not
it is?
Not for oral consumption.
You got to have, like your panties ought to just come with a waiver written on them. You, like, have to sign it before you can even take off her underwear. God damn. And imagine how awkward those family reunions are going to be from now on.
This was 3 years ago, and she still won't look in the eye.
Once your sister, because her sister had to come in and undo the piercings to get his braces out of her.
My wife went in there and had to reach down in there and unscrew the bead.
I mean, once your sister... I mean, if you're a woman, it's like once your sister's been, you know, wrist deep in the wheat field, how is it that you make eye contact from that point on?
All I did was stand there and laugh. That was great.
You're there, too. And again, everybody, the gang's all there. Everybody's invited in. That's one of those moments that God... You know, that's a Kodak moment.
Breakfast the next morning, you know... No one was supposed to know about this. You know, we're all sort of secrecy.
I can see that worked out.
He each walked in, everybody just roared and applauded.
Yeah, I can see the cone of silence really came down in evening.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, all right, there you go. There's Tate in Portland. Well, then, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Jay, you're on the Highway 99. You're on a cell phone. What's up?
Yeah, I was just thinking that some good theme music for Ed McCarthy would be Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. There's something there. Yeah, because Georgia in my mind is interesting. A little cliche. The Devil Went Down. I'm going to write that down. Devil Went Down to Georgia. Devil Down Georgia. Excellent. Well done. All right, there you go. There's Jay. All right.
There's also was the night
night the lights went out in Georgia.
Thank you, man. I just lost my ability to speak.
Okay, there you go. No, okay, that works. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-737-5955. We got a whole lot coming up, including Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on in the third hour of the show, we got today's top five. We got the top five greatest record albums of all time, according to the fine folks at Rolling Stone magazine. We're talking about that. Rick, do you need any muffins or biscuits for Thursday? I'm making a whole batch. I could make you a few extra dozen if you want.
That would be Keith. Wonderful.
Yeah, Keith, you bring it. Be sure to bring by. So who's bringing what? Just so you know, on Thursday we're doing our annual Thanksgiving show. We're always here. We're doing the Thanksgiving show. We don't do a best of. We don't take a day off. We don't do a tape. We don't have guest hosts or anything like that. We come here on Thanksgiving. We do the show. We do. We're here all week long. Like somebody, I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and he said, so are you taking Thanksgiving off? And I said, no. And he goes, what, you're taking the whole week off? And I said, no. And I said, he said, what do you know? I said, well, I'm working. And he said, why? And he said, because it's what we do here at the Rick Emerson Show. It's because we go the extra mile. It's because we do the job we know we can do. We adapt. We improvise. We overcome.
Yeah,
we give 150%. We give our all for the people. We, you know.
Because you don't have any family around here and you like to make us work.
I'm so sad I'm missing my parents' Thanksgiving dinner.
I have no life. And if I'm going to be here, nobody else can have a life either. I'm going to be here on Thursday. Everybody's going to have their ass here on Thursday. So we're doing our annual Thanksgiving show. Okay, so Sarah, you're bringing what?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't know. What do we need?
Well, because we're deep frying. Okay, I'm bringing the tofurkey and the corn.
I'll bring the wine.
Okay, so Sarah will bring wine. I know that somebody, was it Diana that's dropping crab cakes or crab puffs or something by? Somebody's dropping by some sort of crab cake. I think it was Diana. Called and said she was going to drop that crab puffs. Richard Nunn's going to be here. I know he's bringing beer.
He's always good for some beer.
Okay, Matt, you are bringing the deep fryer.
I've got the deep fryer. I've got the oil. I'm going to go fill the propane tank up, so we'll have the gas.
And are you deep frying in the building or in the parking lot?
No, I think we'll probably set it up out back.
Yeah, that seems like
outside the back door.
What if it's raining though? You can't deep fry out in the rain.
There's a parking garage.
Yeah, there's a covered area down there too.
All right.
We'll figure.
All right. What?
Remember?
The homeless people, do they hump it out down
there?
Yeah,
behind the dumpster. Yeah.
Great. Swell. All right. So I don't know. So we'll figure out what else. We'll figure out what else we need. That's coming up on Thursday.
The front entrance through to the building because there's like cover there where people stand to smoke.
Yeah,
and those
freaky Comcast people aren't going to be here to give us the stink eye when we're down there.
We don't need the security guards area anymore.
That's because they fire the poor security people out front. Ah, damn, this is a cold business. Hey, do we have TV tonight?
I suppose we do,
Let's
yes.
Let's do TV tonight here before we break and come back with the Jolie segment.
All right, here it is. On TV tonight, one moment, please. We have the next Joe Millionaire in International Affair, the season finale. How can this be over? It's 2 hours of that. It's on Fox tonight. Also on before that, on Bonanza, Haas is taken hostage by a murderer. Find out if he gets away. On Animal Precinct, a dog with a badly infected foot. How can you miss that? Fetch Lives, starring Chevy Chase, Hal Holbrook. It goes back to 1989.
Fletch Lives. Never mind, skip it.
Varsity Blues with James Van Der
Beek. Varsity Blues, man. You talk about Varsity Blues. Varsity Blues is a terrible film. In every conceivable fashion, they made it a bad movie. But you know what? I will sit and I will watch the entire thing anytime it's on. It doesn't matter. Football is so... And he's, you know, and it's James Van Der Beek with that fake-ass Texas accent. And he's doing that, you know, and it's got like every... Varsity Blues is like they just took the blueprint for every bad teen film and every cliched sports movie, and they jammed them all into a blender, like an osterizer, and they ran it on puree for 2-3 minutes, took it out, and formed it into something that vaguely resembles an actual film. And then they play, and it's got that, you know, it's got the, in Texas, football is a religion. We have the chance to play like gods today, and that I'm on the couch just sitting there just sucking it on down, man, like it's so much, you know, frosted cake icing. I just sit there and I'll wallow in that movie for 2.5 hours. It's terrible, but it's great.
On BET tonight, oh, it's crossed off, Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby.
Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby, directed by the one and only Alan Smithy, I believe.
Speaking of ghosts, on Weird Travels, an inn is famous for headless ghosts. That's on the Travel Channel. On the Food Channel tonight, the story of Jell-O. And MSNBC investigates Bob Crane is murdered.
All right. You want to check out tonight, Conan O'Brien, 6 o'clock Comedy Central. Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls is going to be on there. Conan tonight at whatever it is, 12:30, 11:30, I guess he's on.
12:30.
LL Cool J is going to be on. And if you're a fat woman in Tualatin, you want to be watching David Letterman tonight because Clay Aiken's going to be on there. All right. We do this. We're going to come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Jolie from the front desk up next. Later on today, we got today's top five. Top five greatest albums of all time from Rolling Stone magazine. Stay there. We'll be back.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. I think if you're an Indian, like if you're alive today in 2003 and you're an Indian, I think you ought to be able to buy stuff with beads. I think you ought to be allowed to go to the store and just trade beads in for anything. Here, I'll take,
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'll take a large Whopper, super size, and, I'll take a large drink and a fudge swirl as well.
All right, that'll be 349 beads at the front. Just pull to the front window, sir.
All right, thank you. You ought to be able to use it for something. Otherwise, you're sitting. And it makes you wonder if there's like, are they just sitting? You know, are they just like Susan B. Anthony dollars? Are those beads just sitting in a drawer somewhere? And you can't, you know, grandfather, you know, don't you have all these beads? Yes, no machine take. DMV not accept for parking tickets. No. It'd be like the bead is sort of the Indian version of the penny. It's theoretically worth something, but it's worth a fraction of what you really thought it was, and you can't actually buy anything with it or use it anywhere in any sort of automated machine. You know it's true. I'm just saying. All right, here's Michael in Portland. Michael, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up?
Richard H. Emerson.
What do you got, man? What's up?
Let me tell you, I'm a big fan of your show. I've been listening for about 6 months.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, I got to give you a compliment first. I got to say, you're one of the only talk show hosts that doesn't have their head in their anal cavity.
Well, I like to think that's true.
Yes. But this week you do.
Because?
How could you logically make your employees work on Thanksgiving, man?
Because they're my employees. I can make them do whatever I want. I can make Matt dance and go wax my car if I wanted to.
You know what this is? This is the second time you've screwed Matt out of some of his mom's apple pie.
Oh, let's all shed a tear for freaking Matt. Let's all just sit and wail with sackcloth and ashes about the poor life that Matt Peterson leads.
Exactly.
Let me just tell you this. Here's the thing. Here's why I'm allowed to screw Matt. Like, if I really wanted to, I could probably tell Matt just that he has to come to work in a dress for the rest of the week. But here's the thing, is that only works, you know what it is? It only works 3 hours a day inside this studio. It's sort of like being a super, you know, hero, but once you take off your uniform, you're no longer invulnerable. Once we leave the studio, it's like Matt and his whole stinking family could just buy and sell me. Matt and his parents, probably just Matt himself, could buy my apartment building and have it paved over next week. Within the walls of this studio, however, it is I who wield the club of authority. So my whole goal is just to keep them here in the studio as long as possible, as often as possible, because it's the only place I wield any control.
Well, that is a very Kathy Lee Giffordian attitude you have there, Emerson.
I'm just saying, I leave here and there's a lot of people in charge of my destiny, and none of them are me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mom, girlfriend, Matt, bank, you know, landlord. When I'm in the studio, I am king. When I leave the studio, I'm just, you know, I got nothing.
All right. Well, F Matt with with an irritating McDonald's commercial. Right,
this FMAT is brought to you by EditHere.com.
I'm loving it. Yeah.
No, you gotta give a little more gangsta there.
I'm not gonna be gangsta on a McDonald's commercial, but it's all the same to you. All right, let's welcome now from the front desk our good friend Jolie for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. How are you, sister?
Yeah, it's Monday. But it's a short week, so, you know.
All right.
I'm happy.
Oh, you're going to be here on Thursday,
no, it's not
right?
A short week at all.
No, I'm afraid I'm not.
What days are you working?
I don't have to work Thursday and Friday. Office is closed. And
why do you not have to work Friday?
It's actually considered
what is that, the day we took the Indians to Macy's?
Considered a holiday for Intercom.
It's a stupid holiday. You know,
no, but you know what?
A stupid friggin' holiday.
I'm going to be shopping on Friday, as you would expect. I mean, come on. I'll be up at 7.
Out engaging in your
I'll give you a call,
American
maybe.
Consumption. All
but
right.
You know, I don't get paid for being here, Rick, so.
Oh, cry me a river, like any of us do. Like any of us.
Oh, please.
Like
hello.
Like any of us get anything that could be remotely considered an actual real paycheck.
Well, more than
they might as well. Look, I got to tell you, they might as well pay us in beads, all right? You know?
They do, man. They're shiny and all kinds of colors. And
Well, is Intercom going to pay us better? No, but we've got these blankets. So here you go. You want to take these? And, you know, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's all we got is just shiny objects and fire water. That's all they give us.
Yeah.
All right, so I know you have a question for us today.
I do. Actually, my cousin Terry over at ADP, and I have to say hi to all the guys over there. I think maybe, I lost the email, but I think their names are Chris and Dave. You know. They listen all the time. Come on, Rick. Be appreciative.
Big shout out to a posse, yo.
Yeah, represent. Right.
All right.
Okay, so she asks this question. If a couple were dating and she wanted to wait to have sex.
Is this a theoretical question or is this about her?
No, she's a little bit older, married, all that. If a couple were dating and she wanted to wait to have sex till she's married, would the guy stay with her and respect her for that decision or would he dump her?
He would dump her.
You suck.
Why do I suck? You asked me.
It has happened.
He would stay with her if he's equally bland and uninteresting. Other than that, you got nothing.
Didn't Jessica Simpson and Nick whatever Lachey?
He's not a virgin.
Yeah, but didn't she save herself till they got married?
Yeah, you can see how good that turned out. They obviously hate each other and they're not compatible at all.
And really, is Jessica Simpson someone you want to model your life after? Is that someone who? You know, she seemed like her decision-making process is something you want to emulate.
Rick, saving yourself for marriage is not a bad thing to do.
I mean, you know, I didn't say it was good or bad. I'm saying that it's not going to keep you a boyfriend. Unless the guy's an absolute zero. You know, unless the guy's as homely as a mud fence. I'll say it right now. You want to save yourself for marriage, you know, whatever. It's your own deal. I'm saying it's not going to keep a boyfriend.
Well, you know, I guess that's true because on The Bachelor, on two Bachelor shows... There was two girls who were saving themselves, and the bachelor said, "Oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But
go find someone else." Yeah, well, of course, because why? Why would you? I mean, you know what it is? It's like buying a television that only gets one channel. You know what the hell? Why would you even do that?
It's also like you know getting new non-used merchandise.
Well,
you guys always talk about how you want to be the first one.
Yeah, what? It's got that lovely new car smell the night of the wedding?
What?
The hell is that?
I didn't quite catch that.
Let's not think about
new
it.
New car?
No. Here's the thing. Because you asked once before if guys had a thing about being with women who are virgins.
Right.
So here's the thing, and I know you see this as a contradiction, but it's not. Watch the deftness with which I thread this needle.
Oh, my God.
Guys are not turned off by the idea of being with a virgin or being the first. Guys are kind of into that idea. It's sort of a Marco Polo. You know, I claim this land for the kingdom. The guys are kind of into that. But here's the thing. They don't want to wait. You know? They don't want to wait for it. So in an ideal world, the girl would just come to your door and knock, and you'd open the door and you're, hello? Yes, I'm a virgin. I'm here to be deflowered. Excellent. Come on in. Bada bing, bada boom, you know, and then she's gone.
Your relationships would be so much better if you waited.
It's not really true. In fact, I have always said, and I think Lycus says the same thing, that really if you're, and I mean this sincerely now, if you're a woman, the best thing you can do is, like, give it up right away. Because if the guy's just in there to bang you, you're better off finding it out at the beginning and not wasting 6 months of your life. You know? Because guys, and you know this, some guys will make it a quest just to sleep with some girl because it's like... It's a particular notch that they want on the belt, right? It's a certain girl that they just really, just like, dude, I really just want to bang this girl. And so they'll invest like 4 or 5 months stringing you along, all the while, by the way, having sex with other people. So, there are girls that have it. A guy wants to have sex with a certain girl, so he spends 6 months, you know, kind of stringing her along, suckering her in, all the while he's banging everything in his skirt. Then he finally gets her to give it up, and as soon as he gets her to give it up, then he dumps her. And she's wasted 6 months of her life on some dick, you know, that just wanted one thing from her. You give it up at the beginning, and then if the guy dumps you, you've only wasted, you know, a week of your life.
Well, look, she gets definite relationship skills, so it's not really a waste of time for her. But then why should she give it up for you when you're just going to dump her when she knows that she wants to be with somebody and be married, and then she can give it to
them? I'm saying if you're going to dump her, you're going to dump her anyway. The question is, how much time do you want to invest? How much time do you want to lose? How much money do you want to put in that bank before it goes under? That's my only point. All right, there
no,
you go.
What? Can I?
Okay, you're just going to have to wait. You have to save it. I know you want to do it right now, honey, but save it for later. It'll be better.
It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.